before we start the podcast, we want to take the time to say, if you like us, please follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, like, comment on YouTube, subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. It really helps us out. Thanks a bunch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite animes and sometimes your least favorite animes. I am the guy that likes to get ignored by girls, Jay, and with me is the guardian deity himself, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I think we picked a pretty good anime this week.
Yeah, it was...
I guess I picked it.
Yeah, you picked it. it was pretty good. Can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, I want to talk about it too. So maybe we should already go into the synopsis already.
Yeah, let's jump in it. So really quick and easy. So Haikyuu is a volleyball anime that follows Hinata Sojo and the Kurasano Volleyball Club and their trials and trying to make it to nationals.
Yep.
Very easy, very simple. It's a sports anime.
Yep, volleyball.
Yep.
And we learned today that Haikyuu actually translates to volleyball.
Exactly. So I didn't, a lot like with ballroom, I had really no interest in volleyball up until now.
Mm-hmm.
But now I kind of want to watch competitive volleyball.
I know. I actually did look up some volleyball stuff just to see like how it actually is and how a game looks like when you're watching it.
Yeah, in real time.
Yeah. It's pretty intense. I looked up like the usual like crazy blocks or something on YouTube or crazy saves.
Oh, was it awesome?
Oh yeah, hella crazy.
All right.
So should I jump into the facts already?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So Haikyuu is a sports shonen anime released in 2014. There are 60 episodes, three seasons. It's based on the manga written and illustrated by Haruichi Furudate, who's done King Kid, which is a one-shot, Playground, which I have no info on it because I couldn't find it, and another anime or manga called Kibin Gakua Yatsuya Senpai no Kaiden, which ran for 3 volumes, and it ended already.
I feel like it's very rare that like a mangaka gets like multiple serial runs that are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can name a few who had like really good runs, like Rumiko Takahashi had like 4 anime made from 4 different manga wrote. That's like cool. She wrote like Ranma 1/2,
mm-hmm.
Inuyasha, another anime called Rinko, and then maybe I made up the 4th one, but there's 3 really big ones that she did, and they all got anime adaptions.
That's cool.
And then there's also like, maybe she's the only one I can think of. Oh, there's like the guy who made Love Hina, created Maho Sensei Negima.
Okay.
And then the sequel to Negima that also got a anime. But yeah, I feel like it's a rare occurrence that someone, you know, double dips.
Yeah, I know one from the top of my head is the guy that did Yu Yu Hakusho. He also did Hunter x Hunter.
Oh yeah, I guess he did.
Yeah, those are 2 really big ones.
And then the guy who did Fairy Tail did Rave Master.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an older one, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was also really big. Rave Master was pretty big.
Yeah, I remember there was video games about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so some interesting things about Haruichi is that nobody knows if they're a boy or a girl.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and people speculate that she's a girl, and I'm going to refer to her as a girl. She played volleyball in junior high, and she was actually a middle blocker, the same as Hinata.
That makes a little bit of sense. That's cool.
Yeah, really interesting. So this anime was directed by Susumu Mitsunaka, and some of the stuff that he's directed, I think he only directed 2 things, which is Cuticle Detective Inaba, and Leighton Mystery Tatsunashi Katorori no Nagatoki File, which is one of those Detective Leighton
animes. I was going to say that again 5 times fast.
But he also worked on anime such as Beck and Big Wind Up and the movie Mary and the Witch's Flower.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so we actually seen that movie.
Yeah, that was actually quite enjoyable.
Yeah, I think he was animation director for that one.
Good job.
Yeah. the studio was Production IG, and they've done anime such as Metabots, Triple X Holic or XXX Holic, whatever you want to call it, and an anime re-review, Welcome to the Ballroom. And they are also handling the new seasons of Fooly Cooly or FLCL.
Yeah.
So that's, I think it's a good studio.
Yeah, they're pretty, they know how to do sports anime.
Yeah, definitely.
So they did Ace of Diamonds, which is a really great baseball anime I know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can really see the resemblance between Haikyuu and Ballroom like right away.
Oh yeah, you can see it in the necks.
Exactly. I know when I texted you when I first seen it, I was like, yo, it's the same character designer and
yeah,
definitely. Art designer, and you can definitely tell.
Mm-hmm. So this was licensed by Sentai Filmworks, and we've talked mm-hmm. about them multiple times
already. Lovely company.
Mm-hmm. The music was done by two people, Yuki Hayashi, who's done the music for My Hero Academia, and the movie for My Little Monster. And he also did the music for Welcome to the Ballroom.
Okay, so this is weird, because all the ones that you named, well, except for Ballroom, because I can't really give any credence to that music, because the best music in that anime was all like its licensed music.
Yeah.
Or licensed free music, whatever the classical music was.
And we never watched the movie for My Little Monster.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, My Hero's music is awesome. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. Crazy good.
And this anime's music is not good.
Yeah. Well, there's one more person involved in it. So it might be, has to do with them. It's Asami Tachibana. And they've done anime such as Darling in the Franxx, Soul Eater Knot, and Attack on Titans Junior High. Do you know that the music for?
Not for Attack on Titans Junior High and Sorry to Not, but Darling in the Franxx's music isn't that bad.
Hmm.
Not really. I mean, it is a little generic.
Okay.
But this music like is really generic.
Yeah, I definitely think this is the weakest part of the anime was the music. A lot of the times, like in the when I'm watching the anime itself, I don't even notice it.
Exactly. I couldn't even tell you
like one song.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't. I even was after we made that point to each other. I tried keeping an ear out, and I can't even tell you any.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like even the openings, endings, which you're about to come to.
Mm-hmm.
The first ending and then the second set of songs are completely forgettable for me, honestly.
Okay. So you only like the first opening. First opening.
Yeah.
Okay. It's understandable. I actually had to look up that on YouTube what the OST was, and I got a really, I got like a cell phone ringtone vibe to the music.
Yeah, I could. I mean, I can't see that because I can't even think of any music, but just the generic vibe, yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah, and then another thing that, like, I kind of got, like, a training video kind of vibe as well for the music. Okay. Like, you know how, like, when you get hired and they show you, like, a video of, like, what not to do? And
yeah, exactly.
It's, like, music that comes from that.
That's right, don't put your hand in the fryer.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so the first opening is done by Spy Air. And they've done music for Bleach. They've done Mobile Suit Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans. And they did the Japanese theme for the Amazing Spider-Man movie.
Oh, that's weird.
I know, right?
All right.
the second opening is done by Tsukima Switch. And they have done Space Brothers, Silver Spoons, and Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. The first ending theme is done by Nico Touches the Wall. Or Touches the Walls, plural. And they've done Naruto Shippuden and Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. And the second ending theme is done by Takika, which they've done Space Brothers and Naruto Shippuden. So a lot of these bands have, like, stuff in common. Like, they've done similar or the same anime.
Yeah, a bunch of shonen anime, it seems like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can see how, like, how they're in generic, like, the openings, or at least the second opening is, I feel, is kind of generic.
I actually really like the second opening.
I don't know. I didn't really, it was very skippable for me. but that first opening really got me, like, really got me pumped up.
Yeah, definitely. All right, for cross media, obviously there's the manga. There is a radio drama. Did you listen to any of that?
No.
No? I know there's some on YouTube where you can read some subtitles.
Okay, that's cool.
And I believe there are three 3DS games. And one of them actually has a bonus Dragon Quest-inspired RPG called Haikyuu Quest.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I actually really want to play that. And Hinata also appears as a support character in J-Star's Victory Versus for the PlayStation 4.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I guess I watched like a little video of like when he appears, and it's you fight alongside Goku. That's cool. You're playing as Goku and he's your support.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's like Goku is like in the gym or in the volleyball court and he's talking to Hinata and the team.
That's tight.
Yeah, it's hella funny. But that's all I really have for the facts. Do you want to jump into the
Do you have anything general you want to say before we start?
Oh, okay. I think I do.
I know I have a really only one general thing to say for over here.
I really like the eye catches.
Yeah, you know what? I should have put that in my notes too. These are some of the best eye catches that we've had.
Yeah.
In an anime, they're pretty good. They're pretty strong.
Yep. What was your one of your favorites?
Oh, so one of my favorites is when I'm pretty sure it's Azamune, the ace.
Oh, Asahi.
Asahi, where he serves the ball over, and then Nishinoya comes and he receives it.
Yeah,
that one's a pretty strong one.
Mm-hmm.
My other favorite one is when Hinata and it's the captain serving it.
Oh yeah,
and then Hinata moves the camera, throws the peace sign.
Yeah,
and then you just see the captain getting pissed.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
I
really like the girl manager.
The girl manager one's really strong.
Mm-hmm.
The
confidence in her serve is really cool.
Exactly. Really funny. I just love how even in her like little thought bubble or whatever, her picture bubble.
Yeah,
you can see the peace sign being thrown up already.
Yeah.
I know yesterday you mentioned the one from. What is it? Asobi, the blue school?
Yeah, the rival school.
Yeah, with Okawa?
Yeah, Okawa serves it and hits the scary-looking guy in the face.
Yeah.
That one's really good. I also like the one where Tanaka serves and like Hinata's next to him, and he hits the bottle, and he takes his shirt off all like all hype and stuff.
Man, they're pretty... Oh, man, there's a lot of them that are really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the one where Sugigara, he serves it and it barely goes over the net.
Yeah, it clips the net.
Yeah. Yeah, and he just really breathes good. A sigh of relief.
Uh-huh.
That one's pretty strong. I think all of them are pretty...
Yeah, all of them are really cool.
Yeah, that's why I was really hoping for like an eye catch at the end, like a new one.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen before.
I know in the new seasons there's more.
That's I can't wait.
Yeah. One thing that I disliked was that... Tsukiyomi, the tall blonde guy,
yeah,
he doesn't have an eye catch. He's in one, but he doesn't serve.
Oh, it's the one where they laugh at Hinata?
Yeah. That one's actually really good, too. The one where Hinata fails and they're both laughing at him.
Him and his...
Yamaguchi, I think
his name is. Yeah, him and his lackey, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
What
about you? Do you have any general...
Yeah, so I really enjoyed... a lot of the My Hero OVAs, VAs that were in here.
Oh, yeah.
Actors. Oh, man. Just, like, hearing Nishinoya as, you know, Bakugo's voice.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I was trying to tell you earlier when we were watching My Hero.
Uh-huh.
Because he's the Libro. Mm-hmm. The Libro. Yeah, Libro.
Libero.
Is it Libero?
I think it's Libero.
I thought it was, like, Libra. Like, Libra. Libro. And it's Bakugo, like right when I heard his voice originally.
Yeah,
it's like All I could think about it every time he yelled was just like, "Dick!" Just always calling people nerds.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was
Tsukishima.
Yeah, Tsukishima is I forget his name, but the main villain from My Hero.
Yeah, the death Shigakuri guy. Yeah,
Shikigiri or whatever. Who's the other one? Oh, Kageyama is Ida.
Oh yeah,
that one was like really cool because to see Ida as a jerk,
yeah,
was like my favorite. There might have been more, but those were the three or standouts. Four that stood out to me.
Yeah.
You
also mentioned to me that what's his name? Tsukishima is also Soul.
Yeah, Soul from Soul Eater. Yeah. And I didn't even make that connection until I looked it up, and I was like, yeah, you know what? He does sound a lot like Soul.
Yeah.
All right, so I think that's all I have for my general. And just like how, I guess this goes more into art and cinematography, but it does a really good job of getting you hype in the right moments.
Definitely does. So you want to talk about art and cinematography already?
Yeah.
Okay. So the art, I love the choice of colors in this anime. And they do the eyes really well. I mean, the eyes in Welcome to the Ballroom was actually really good as well.
Exactly. That's where you can see, like, it really shines.
Mm-hmm.
In character design, I think all of them are really drawn very, very well.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially, like you said, the close-up eye shots are really strong.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the close-up eye shots, there's, like, a bunch of times where, like, you see there's a close-up on somebody's face, and you see the volleyball in their eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
One of my favorite shots, actually, with talking about eyes now, is when Okawa's watching the tape.
Okay, Oh, yeah.
And, like, you see, like, his blank expression. Like, he's actually, like, analyzing it.
Yeah.
And then you can see the replay happening in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's really absorbed into watching them play. It's pretty cool. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
The cinematography in this anime, besides the just the regular shots, like how the game is shot, it's very, very good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Some of the really cool shots, some of the really cool design choices they made, mm-hmm, with the art too. Like, I have a bunch of notes for art in here. So it's like when they're staring down Nekomata. So
yeah.
So like in the beginning, it's just like you can feel the tension in this rivalry, like, mm-hmm, this old rivalry has been ignited again.
Yep.
Really, really strong. I wanted more of this, and it didn't happen as much. But the distorted animation.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It happens like once.
Where, like, the lines, like, the dark lines, right? Are you talking about, like, they're all, like, jaggedy? And
yeah, exactly. And it kind of looks, they kind of look like
a sketch.
Yeah.
Almost.
Like, it almost never happened. Like, it happens, like,
In the beginning,
like, in the first episode. And I think it happens later on, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I was really looking for, like, those moments. Because, like, that's what it reminded me of Ballroom a lot. Because Ballroom has those intense moments like that,
intense jaggy lines.
Yeah. Let's see, do you have any? I have a bunch here, so you can.
I have a few. I have I really like that one shot when Kageyama apologizes in the last game for passing it to Hinata or tossing it to him,
mm-hmm,
and then Hinata gets all angry and like pushes him. There's like that the action of him pushing him. They're stumbling back to the grass.
Yeah,
I really like that, and it was like at a low angle. You can see their feet and stuff.
Yeah,
it's really
exactly.
Cool.
It's really I really thought he was gonna beat him up.
Yeah.
There's also what else I got here? Oh, so it's Hinata during in episode 15.
Uh-huh.
The end where he spikes it and he puts his arms behind him and it looks like he's flapping like his arms like it's wings.
Yeah.
And then it folds over with the bird flying.
Yeah.
I really like that symbolism of it. It was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, of a bird taking off. I really hated the stress when they played Date.
Yeah.
And they went for the match point and it was hanging on the net.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought, like, how cool would it be if the ball just got stuck on the net?
That'd be hilarious.
And that's what it felt like to me, because, like, I think that's what they were trying to convey a little bit. Like, it sticked to the net for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the stress of it all was very, very great.
Another one for me is when Nishinoya receives Okiwawa's serve for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Like, It was like at a low angle, and there's like smoke coming off of his arms. It's freaking dope.
Oh, that scene, and then it even had the opposite effect that he was aiming for.
Yeah,
because he was like, oh, if their if their best receiver misses it, then their morale is gonna go down.
Yeah,
but it got everybody amped.
Yeah.
Also, like going back to that match point. One of my favorite faces in the anime is made in there, because it's, you see the ball falling, and then the guy's going to go and try to save it.
Yeah.
And you can see the dude's face as he realizes that he's not going to make it.
Uh-huh.
Like, he has a serious face on him. And what I like about this anime, it doesn't draw attention to it, not that much.
Yeah.
So, like, you could totally miss it to where his face is like, oh, I'm going to get it. And then, like, he's like, oh, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
It's going to fall. And, like, the sadness on his face is, like, heartbreaking, because you can actually feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that was a really, that Date game was, like, even though they won two matches to none.
Yeah.
It was, like, a really close game.
Yeah.
On both sides.
You know, for art style, I really like everybody's uniform.
Yeah, they had really, really good uniforms in this anime.
Yeah.
I was telling you earlier, I really like the pink uniforms of
the
people who ended up beating what is it? Asahobi?
Abo Josai or something like that?
Abo Josai.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Okawa's team.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. The guys beat them. That salmon pink was pretty cool.
Yeah. I really like the Kurasuno's girl team uniform.
Yeah, I really wanted to see more of them, honestly.
Yeah, we only really got to hang out with the captain.
Yeah, exactly. I would love to, I don't know, like when she graduates and they have the new people come in.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that.
Well, the team, they look like they're well designed. Like, there's like a long hair girl, there's the captain.
I just want to know,
they all
look
distinct.
Yeah. Oh, so I also really liked Kageyama's king aura he had around him.
Oh yeah.
So I know, like, in the first episode we watched together, I was really taken aback by when Hinata first meets Kageyama, and for a split second he sees the crown and the cape on him.
It happens twice.
Yeah,
in that episode.
Yeah, that aura makes it really cool.
Yeah.
But then I also like how they played with it. Like, later on, when he was, like, abandoned by his team, like, his cape was all dusty and messed up, and the crown wasn't directly, like, on his head. It was, like, shifted off his head, like, saying, like, how he was broken, and even how they communicated that the team was, like, away from him, like, there was, like, a giant fissure between him and the team, and I really liked that,
symbolism.
Not so subtle symbolism of those two things are really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I liked was when Asahi first joins the team and we see him spike for the first time, and like that freaking power that he has, like the ball like almost like goes flat.
Court. Exactly.
It was so cool.
Oh, man, they make a lot of things in anime look really, really hype, really exciting, and You can tell whoever they got to make this anime, or even from the source material, that they like love volleyball, or they have a lot of detail for volleyball.
Yeah,
which I don't know. I feel like in some sports anime they don't have enough of.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more about, oh well, here's the sport, here's the underdog. Underdog's gonna win, and then that's it. There's no real story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last thing I have, speaking of making like hype moments, is when Kageyama does his dump for the first time.
Oh yeah.
And then
it's like averting expectations, right? Like we're thinking he's gonna pass it to somebody.
Yeah.
And everybody else thinks that too.
And then he just dumps it.
And he just dumps it.
And then this is one of the hypest moments because he hits Oikawa with the same line he got hit with earlier. It was like, so I'm gonna do it again. So be ready.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's so exciting. And I think the other one that got me really, really, really hyped up was the when Date falls for the quick setup.
Oh yeah.
And then the main dude, the white haired dude who's part of the Iron Wall, he's like come at it. like he's getting ready, like go ahead and hit me.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like totally like got baited.
Yeah.
And that was like got me really excited.
Like he even said like number 10
or yeah, something. Exactly. Like he was pumped to block it, and then we just got super baited.
Yeah.
And I got chills on that one. It was really, really good.
Yeah. I really liked that character was like silent most of the time, and it really added to his character and how intimidating he was.
Yeah, exactly. Like it never really breaks character.
He was like so. They even mentioned like he was like super focused on the game. That's what makes him so strong.
One of my favorite things about this, it should have been in general, but I totally forgot. I remembered until right now. I really love how coaches and people in the crowd refer to them as their numbers. Because like nobody knows their names.
Yeah,
especially
definitely.
Hinata. Like nobody knows him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, they're all that number 10. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
And like they refer to people as numbers. And like it just reminded me of how like when I played sports, that's how you refer to people. Even though you have your name on the back of your jersey, you refer to whatever number they're wearing on them. Yeah,
exactly.
And I feel like that, honestly, I mean, and I guess I never really saw it in Ace of Diamonds just because I don't think their jerseys had numbers. They did have jerseys on them, numbers on them, but they refer to them by positions.
Okay, yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah. But this one, like, they refer to them as numbers, and I actually really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Or, like, how they gave people nicknames.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Hinata, like, everyone was called Hinata, like, Chibi-chan.
Yeah.
Or I think Shrimpy?
Shrimp, like Small Fry or something.
Small Fry, yeah. I think, I don't know what in the Hulu sub it was, but in the Crunchyroll dub it was Shrimpy.
Yeah, I called him
Shrimpy.
By Okiyawa, right?
Is that he the one? That everybody calls him Shrimpy.
Yeah, I think it's Small Fry in the Hulu dub.
Yeah, but it's Chibi-chan.
Yeah.
And then I forget what Oikawa calls the other setter. He calls him another name too.
Great King?
Yeah. Oikawa calls the guy with the white hair or silver hair. Sugawara. Sugawara, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He has a nickname.
He has a nickname for him, too.
I don't remember.
But I just like that how, like, people just give people, like, nicknames on the spot just so you have, so you can, like, directly tell people who to hit.
Yeah.
Very great. Do you have any other?
I have one more. Just the animation on the ball is freaking crazy.
Yeah, it's really good.
There's, like, a bunch of times where, like, Hinata or whoever is like spikes it and like you see them from far away and the ball comes towards you. And there was like a bunch of times where I blink because I thought it was going to hit me in real life.
Yeah, it's really, it does a really good job pulling you in and feeling sympathetic for the characters.
Yeah. And then going back to like the close-up eye shots and then them seeing the volleyball in their eyes, the volleyball is like always spinning in their eyes and it's pretty crazy the way that it looks.
All right, so you want to hit
it? Definitely
up.
Stands out amongst everything else.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So you want to hit favorite characters?
Oh, yeah.
Or you want to go least favorite?
I think least would probably be, I mean, I don't have that much.
Right.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you're probably not going to even know who these people are.
I mean, for the one thing about this anime, I actually didn't get a good feel for everyone's names in it. Like, I've watched, and it's not even about, like, the length, because, like, I've watched 12 episode animes and been like, oh, I know this character's name, yeah, like, forever. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm never gonna forget Poppy's name. And I'm never gonna forget, like Fujita.
Yeah.
From, Ballroom, because I really liked him. Like, I think that the only reason why I end up getting to know Hinata's name,
uh-huh,
was just because it's Hinata.
Yeah, it's a common name.
But that's what I think of, as just like the Naruto character.
Or Kohinata from H2O.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so for me, my least favorite characters, it's three of them. It's Inoshita, Kinoshita, and Arita. These guys are the three other characters that never play.
They're
like one has a shaved head, one looks like a kind of like a pretty boy, and the other one has like messy gray hair.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah. I put them because we don't really
see them.
I think the pretty hair guy is the only one that talks from what I remember.
Are they the bench players?
Yeah, they're the three people that left the team because they thought the training was too hard, but they came back for their love of volleyball.
Oh, what the heck?
Do you remember that part?
Yeah.
They were okay. It's those three people.
That's weird.
Yeah, they never play.
Oh.
But I put them just because, well, it's not that they're bad characters.
It's just because
we don't spend any time with them at all.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you on that one. All right, so I have Oikawa on mine.
Really?
I really don't like his attitude.
He's like, trying to be cute all the time?
Yeah, I really don't like, he got on my nerves a lot.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
But I like how serious he gets when he's
playing. Yeah. I can appreciate the sportsmanship like he shows.
Yeah.
And like how calm he is under pressure.
Uh-huh.
But.
And he's super smart.
Exactly. But I don't know. I just didn't like his whole like cutesy gimmick.
Yeah. And he kind of played it up when he's not playing the game. Like, oh, you made these cookies yourself? They're so good.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
And then was it Tsukimaki? Is that his name?
Which one?
The guy with glasses.
Tall guy?
Yeah.
Tsukishima?
Tsukishima?
Yeah, or just...
Yeah, did not...
Tsuki?
Tsuki? Yeah, I did not enjoy his character.
Really?
Whatsoever. Yeah.
Aw.
Exactly. I think it's just... I feel like he actually, jumping ahead, he's in my most underused characters as well. Because I really wanted to see him grow more. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like they did a lot with his character.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it makes sense. And, I put him as one of my favorites because he kind of like averted my expectations because like he comes off like as like a stoic kind of person. If you just look at him and like if you just watch like the opening or something, he doesn't like show that much emotion.
But like he's actually an asshole.
Yeah. He's actually kind of a jerk.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I do have him as a... underused.
He's just like a guy that likes to push your buttons.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to talk about favorite characters now?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So, I think we both have this character on ours is Hinata.
Okay, yeah.
I really, really like Hinata. Even though he's like an average like sports anime trope.
Yeah.
Shonen hero.
Mm-hmm.
He's really cool. Really nice design.
Yeah.
I
really like how funny he is. I mean, I know there was like a one episode. I forgot what episode it was, but I think it was the first episode of them playing Data Tech,
mm-hmm.
and Tanaka scores that first point, and like Tanaka's like yeah, and then Nishinoya is like yeah, and they like start yelling, and then you see Hinata in the back like yeah,
exactly,
and they end up getting like a warning because of it.
Yeah, I really, he's a really funny character. I really liked him. Like,
yeah, he's definitely upbeat.
Yeah, and you can't keep him down. He's like a ball of
energy. Yeah,
like more stamina than most people have on the court.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, probably another character I think we both have is Tanaka.
Yeah, I have Tanaka. I really like Tanaka.
He's really really cool,
mm-hmm.
and like doesn't let anybody get him down.
Yeah, he kind of like averted my expectations too. Because He comes off as like a, just like this gangster looking delinquent thug person, but he ends up being like a kind of a really nice guy that has your back.
Yeah, I really love whenever he wanted to intimidate somebody, that was the one person they had.
Yeah, exactly. He's
just looking like a gangster.
Mm-hmm. And he's always the one that does it. Like, nobody ever asks him to do it.
Exactly.
Like he's like, oh, what'd you call us? The Clipped Crows? Or
yeah, exactly. I really like you said, like, he has your back.
Yeah.
And he's like their, almost like their enforcer.
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty cool. Who do you have? Who do you think we both have?
I have a Suga. But I don't really have much to say about him. I mean, he's just like the ultimate nice guy. I really like Suga.
That's the
gray-haired guy, that the other setter that doesn't play as much.
Sugawara. Yeah. Yeah, I also have him on mine too. He's just, like you said, he's like an ultimate nice guy. He's so cool. Mm-hmm. And how, like, he calmed everybody down after they swapped him
out. I really enjoyed when he was in the game.
Yeah, he brought a different like
dynamic
to it, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Definitely.
I also have Azumane, the ace.
Yeah, I have him as Asahi.
Asahi, yeah. I mean, same difference, right?
Yeah.
I really like, just like they said, like, he's one of those extreme softies.
Yeah, definitely.
Even though he's supposed to be like the most aggressive person on the court.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of this anime does is like subversions of its characters.
Yeah, definitely.
And then,
I mean, they show it in, because like one part that really made me laugh was that when he overhears other people talking about him.
I was gonna bring up that part. Yeah. I love that part where he's like, "Oh, I heard he was selling drugs."
Yeah, and he's just giving a napkin to a girl.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, here, you dropped it." Or he's like, "Her wallet, I think it was," and he's like, "Oh, you dropped your wallet." And he's like, "Oh, thank you." Or like it was a, "Oh, yeah, he beat up all those people."
Yeah, he had his thugs beat up some other people.
And then he was trying to like, he's like, "Hey, stop him. I'm going to call the cops."
"We got to stop them. I'll call the cops."
Or it's so like, funny. "Oh, I heard he was a fifth year."
Oh, yeah.
A fifth year senior.
Mm-hmm. He failed five times or something like
that. Yeah, exactly.
People are like, "Oh, is that even legal?"
I know. No, he's an adult, right?
Oh my God. And then there was that one, he like spiked it, and they were like, "Oh, that's the power of an adult."
That's so messed up. I really, oh man. And it sucks too, because like, he's the exact opposite. He's like, "Man, why are these people saying this stuff about me?"
Out of all the people that look like an adult, I think the guy from Data Tech looks like a super adult.
Oh, yeah.
No eyebrows. It's funny that they mention, that's the first thing they mention about him, that he has no eyebrows.
He has no eyebrows, yeah.
I would have like, "Man, that guy's huge."
Yeah. Like, if Nada's like, "Yo, is the guy with no eyebrows on that team?"
Yeah.
Jeez. Nishinoya, I also have him on
He's dope. I really like, he might be my favorite character.
Yeah, he's also my favorite. Just like his design.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And like, he has Hinata's upbeat attitude.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's really scrappy.
Oh yeah.
I love it. I love, like, he was coming off of a suspension from school, like, that's why.
Oh yeah,
he didn't play in the original game.
Mm-hmm.
He
did something with the principal, right?
He pushed him.
Yeah,
and he knocked over the vase.
Yeah,
And
I think his toupee fell off or something.
Yeah, and then what I was gonna say about, oh, I really like how loyal he is. Also,
oh yeah,
so he was like, "I'm not gonna play until the ace comes back."
Yeah, definitely.
And I also love, like, he was training to receive blocked balls.
Oh yeah,
because that's what messed them up in the against Date to begin with.
Yeah, and that's what made Asahi leave the game.
Exactly. So he got stronger just for that.
Yep.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah, some of the coolest moments involve him, like that whole slow motion foot save.
Yeah, that I didn't even know that was cool. Legal. I didn't know you could even use your feet like that.
I know. I said that out loud. I was like, "It's legal to do that?"
Yeah, I was like, "You could do that?" I was like, "Is that legal?" Yeah. And no one said anything, so I was like, "I guess it's legal."
Yeah, and when I looked up on YouTube, like, craziest saves, some of them were with feet. Like, yeah.
But think how much, like, how you had to angle your foot to pop it up.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, oh, it's amazing. It's cool.
And the control you had to, like, keep it in your court. on your side.
Exactly.
And another moment that I really like with Nishinoya is when he did that, don't worry about your fronts, because I got your back. that was so cool. Fantastic line.
Or the rolling, his rolling thunder.
Oh, yeah. And rolling thunder again.
Again, exactly. Well, that's just a regular save.
With his arm or something, right?
Yeah. And then I also have the coach.
Mm. The blonde coach?
Yeah, the blonde coach.
Yeah.
He is really, really cool.
I don't even know his name.
I don't know his name either. I forget. I'll stop my head too. That's why I just have him in my notes as the coach.
Yeah.
And just like he's the epitome of cool.
Yeah.
Like he chills out and he smokes cigarettes. He's awesome. He
treats everybody to food.
Yeah, exactly. He's very well. I forgot to mention this in cinematography. That scene is like really powerful in the last episode.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Or the second to last episode where they're just sitting there and it's silent and all you hear is
the
chopstick. Yeah, food and the chopsticks. Mm-hmm. And I love how like for like the minute of that scene, you don't see any of their eyes. You just see their chopsticks.
Yeah,
and they're just quietly eating,
grabbing food.
Yeah.
I think the only one that doesn't cry is the blonde tall guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But he's always cool and collected.
Yeah.
I don't know, like he's not bothered by much, I guess.
Yeah, well he's not in it as much as they are at that point.
I think
probably eventually in the next seasons we'll probably see him cry.
Right.
Or show some more emotion.
I'm hoping. Hopefully. I'm hoping, yeah. Do you have any? That's all I have for my favorite. Do you have any?
Yeah, well, I also had a Tsukishima, the tall blonde guy.
Yeah.
But I already talked about him.
All right. And then, so most
underutilized
character.
Yeah.
I mentioned it earlier that the blonde guy.
Yeah.
Really wanted more of him.
Yeah. See more of his personality.
Yeah. And then I also really wanted to see more of the girls' team in action.
Definitely. I wanted to see their game. I thought it was going to be like a going back and forth between them.
Right, and you just see them they got blasted.
Yeah, because they were up against like the team that was in eighth place last year.
Something like that, like a really strong team.
Yeah, so they just got unlucky.
Yeah.
Or they weren't lucky.
Yeah. I guess so. Who's one of you? Who is your under?
I wanted to see more of Yamaguchi. This is the guy that was practicing the float serve.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, because you can tell that like he cares about the team and he wants to be part of the action, but he just the one time that he's in the game he fails and then they take him out.
Yeah, exactly. Because like he was gonna do is to pinch serve and he didn't even do that.
You know, I don't know if it actually. Is this, but it'll be, if it is, it's a nice little detail, is that in his eye catch, I think it's a failed float serve.
Is it?
I think. I'm not 100% sure.
That might be kind of cool.
Yeah. If it is, then that's a super cool detail.
Right. I didn't even notice he even had an eye catch.
Yeah, he has one.
Okay. Where he fails?
There's a compilation on YouTube if you want to watch it.
Oh, okay. Hold on, we're going to pause. I'm just kidding. All right, so let's go to the least favorite episodes.
Okay.
So I think me and you both have, we just had to choose.
Yeah, we had to fill in the blank thing.
Yeah, because this one was rough. It's not that I feel, this is me personally, it's not like I feel all the episodes are good, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
But they're not offendingly bad.
Yeah, there's no, like... Yeah, like you're saying, is there's no offendingly bad episode. There's no, like, sore thumb out of the rest of them.
I feel like a lot of these episodes are average.
Okay.
To me, they're, like, average. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like, for example, like, last week, like, Monster Musume, I feel like a lot of those episodes are gold.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, picking basically, like, let me pick silver out of gold.
Okay.
This is like. Oh, let me choose. I guess like copper
out of bronze. Okay.
Or maybe even bronze out of gold. Like or it's a, silver. It's a definitely a like it's still good, but there's a gap. There's a big gap between like my favorite episodes and this episode.
Okay.
And it was Decisions.
Yeah.
Like there was really funny parts in this episode. And so it's the one where they meet
the Nekoma team.
Nekomata. Is it Nekomata? I think it's Nekomata.
I think it was just Nekoma.
Nekoma. Yeah, so it's Nekoma. And he meets the setter from the team at the end of the episode.
Kenma.
Yeah.
I don't know how I know his name.
Exactly.
Off the top of my head.
He has
a really cool design.
Yeah, his hair.
Yeah.
And like how to get like that. Because
he has roots. Because his natural hair is black. So his roots are coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, so it's... Yeah, he had a really cool design.
Mm-hmm.
And but other than that, like, it's kind of not a boring episode, but it's like a run-of-the-mill episode.
Yeah, they're just training.
Just an average episode.
My episode that I picked was another training one. It's episode 3, because it's just mostly training for the 3-on-3 match. But even though there are some, like, really cool moments in this episode, like when Kageyama finally gives Hinata a toss for him to spike. It's a really cool moment.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so mine was just like a fill in the blank.
And this kind of sucks because, like, there's not much bad we can really say about these episodes.
Yeah, because they're like, I think even you said that there's like moments in each episode where like something cool happens.
Yeah, like I forget what moment it was, but there's one where I was like, okay, this is probably going to be my worst episode because not a lot is happening this episode, and then like a really cool bait happens or a really cool shot happens. I was like, okay, that was pretty cool. It's back up there.
Yeah.
All right. So for your favorite episodes, for my favorite episodes, I have Winners and Losers.
Okay.
Is one of my favorite episodes. And that's the one where they face, that's in their first round matchup.
Okay.
And
is that episode 16 or 17?
16. Okay. And, it's just really strong because it's like, it talks about, you know, how only the strong stay on the court.
Yeah.
But even though these people have lost, like, they still love the game.
Yeah.
And it still hurts, even though, like, so, like, the girls team, you know, they walk off and the captain's like, yeah, don't worry about it. Like, the one girl's crying and she's like, yeah, don't worry about it. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And then as they're like, oh, the teacher wants to see you, so she leaves. And they're like, oh, wow, yo, you'd think that
the captain would
be the most broken about all of this. She's so composed. But then one of the girls goes, no, she is taking it the hardest, but she doesn't want everybody to see. Like, she has to keep it together for the team.
Yeah.
She's just waiting until...
She's alone.
She's alone, out of sight.
And yeah.
She like breaks down. Mm-hmm. And it's horrible. It's like really, really heart wrenching.
Yeah.
And like, it sucks because like she does put it a lot of on herself. Like, she tells like the guy's captain, like, you know, I could be a better captain from, you know, making sure people come to practice early, morning practices. Or,
yeah. A lot of them were skipping class or something like that. Or skipping training.
Training and like all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I could have just been a better captain.
Yeah.
And then like you can see all the amalgamation of that, of her feeling like that at that point where she just breaks down and has herself a cry.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorites?
I put the episode before that, 15, Revival. This is the episode when they first arrive at the tournament and somebody calls them like the Clipped Crows, and then they have that black aura around them.
Yeah, it's
really cool,
really strong. Like, that's a really good setup episode. I feel like not a lot happens in that episode.
Yeah,
but it's a lot of great setup for what's to come. Like why they have the chip on their shoulder.
Yeah,
I also really like a really scene that I liked was when they go and they see that they might be on TV.
Oh yeah.
And then it's just like Oikawa.
Yeah, an interview with him.
Yeah, and like how they have like the chip on their shoulder after that happening. I really like that as like fuel to like beat them the next day.
Mm-hmm. I really like the part where like somebody like commented on their female manager, and Tanaka and Nishinoya were like doing like some sort of like barrier around
her.
Yeah,
exactly. It was really funny. Clever.
Yeah. And we also get to see like the girls team pep talk and like how like, oh, we should have practiced more, but that's behind us. We're facing the team now, or I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't remember what she says.
We gotta go out and
do our best.
Yeah. So even though you think that they're gonna beat us, you have to go out there and think that you're gonna win. Like that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Which is really, really strong.
Mm-hmm. And then we finally see we see the start of that game that you were talking about in episode 16. And Tanaka, Asahi, and Hinata all score points. And then, like, you said in cinematography that shot where it looks like
the crow
thing.
Yeah.
And then it ends with that whole the group shot of them playing.
Yeah. It's
really cool. It's really cool shot.
It's really cool. I also like the
it's like badass.
Yeah, and you see like the wing,
the feathers
falling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, I have a couple. I also have Yearning. So that's the first match against the neighborhood association.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed that as their first game. Besides the first practice match with Nekomata.
Yeah.
I feel like that first practice match where they're trying to gauge where their skills are.
Yeah.
Is really strong. Because that's where the ace gets his mojo back.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's really cool because like all these characters for this last kind of mini arc, mm-hmm. was okay, we need to get our ace back and we need to get our Libro back.
Yeah.
And they just find their love for the sport again, and it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a guarding your back. I think that's the first episode for Asubi Nikiho.
Oba.
Yeah, Oba.
Oba Josai.
Oba Josai. Yeah, Oikawa's team.
Yeah.
it's either the first or second episode.
Uh-huh.
Really intense game.
Like, oh, yeah.
I could have picked any episode among all those.
From that game.
Yeah, and they're pretty, pretty strong.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's also the... No, it's not. Never mind. Yeah, really, really strong. And then the last one I have is Conductors, which I think that's the first episode in there.
Okay.
Because that's the one where it's Okawa and Nakagiyama.
Mm-hmm.
Are like basically facing off against each other.
Yeah, this is the episode with the dumps, right?
Yeah, at the beginning. The dumps. Exactly. So they're trying to outsmart each other.
Yeah,
and it's like that game of chess, mm-hmm. On the court, just between these two characters.
Yeah, just trying to anticipate what the opponent's gonna do.
Exactly what the other setter is gonna do.
Yeah,
it's pretty intense.
Mm-hmm. I actually put episode 24, which is the last episode of that game. And it's called Removing the Lonely King.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I said, it's the conclusion of the game against Oba Josai. It's just a really, really cool conclusion to the tournament. We get to see both teams getting like really fatigued, and it's because the game's like dragging on. They're like at 30-30.
Like the volleys are going on for really long.
Yeah.
And everyone's just tired. Even Hinata, who's like I said, like a ball of energy, is
yeah, his jumps aren't as high.
Yeah, exactly. He's just tired out.
Yeah, and we get to see, like, both of the setters are getting, like, into their own heads and getting shaken up. Like, Kageyama, because he sees his old teammates, like, giving their all, and they never did that with him.
For him, yeah.
Yeah. And Oikawa, like, remembering, like, all the training that he did and, like, him losing last year to that other team.
Yeah. I really enjoyed... his reaction to Kageyama when he entered middle school.
Uh-huh.
And he felt like he was being pushed out because this guy is a genius. Kageyama is a setting genius. Mm-hmm. And he's gonna... And I can admire that even he is like, yeah, he's gonna beat me one day. He's gonna overtake me as number one.
Yeah.
But then my favorite line is like, well, not today. Maybe someday you're gonna beat me. But not today. Today we're gonna win.
Yeah.
And I got really excited. Even though I saw that line coming up, I was like, I really appreciate that line.
Yeah. And then we see like Kageyama losing his robe and crown.
Oh yeah, he just tosses it off.
Yeah, really cool. And then the dinner after, and the we talked about it.
Yeah,
really
great,
great scene.
Great scene.
Great end to the tournament.
All right, so do you have any final thoughts you want to throw in here?
I actually wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah, about, go ahead.
So, what do you think is the coolest position in volleyball?
Libero.
Yeah, that was libero is the coolest position.
So I remember, I don't know if you mentioned in the last podcast, I can't remember, but you're like, oh yeah, there's one guy who isn't.
There's a different color
different
jersey.
Different color jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, maybe it's the captain or something.
Yeah.
But it's the libero because, you know why they're a different color? Because
they have to stand out because they're always in and out of the game, right?
No, they can't spike it.
Oh, yeah, they can't spike.
They're the only and ones who can't spike.
And they can't serve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very strong. Mm-hmm. I mean, also it might be because they swap out too, but...
Yeah.
That was mostly, it's like, because you got to make sure that person's not
serving
or putting it over.
Yeah, it has to be obvious.
Yeah,
that they're the libero.
Yeah, like they can only either set or receive. They can't push it over.
Oh, you know, there's something that I read, speaking about Nishinoya being a libero. There's like a crossover manga with another manga about beach volleyball.
That's tight.
Yeah, and it's all girls beach volleyball team.
You know what? I think that anime is...
It's an anime?
Coming on summer.
Really?
There's a girl beach volleyball anime.
Huh.
Coming on in this summer. Okay. And they had a crossover with IQ.
Yeah.
That's tight.
And they played a game against them, and we learned from that game that Nishinoya can spike.
Really?
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah, a little interesting fact for you.
All right, that's pretty cool. Maybe that'll be another anime we tackle later on.
That'd be cool. That'd be a cool one. All right. Do you have any more general things to say?
I honestly really enjoyed this anime.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but I mentioned it to you that this made me really want to watch Ballroom again.
Yeah, you were telling me that, yeah.
Yeah, it made me realize I really did enjoy Ballroom more
than you thought.
Than I thought I enjoyed it, yeah. Yeah, it's a weird thought, but
yeah.
I might go back and watch Ballroom now.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so accessibility.
Anybody could watch this.
Anybody, even if you're not really a sports fanatic.
Yeah, you don't have to know anything about volleyball to watch this.
I feel like the character development is really good in here, too.
Yeah.
To where, like, the volleyball, yeah, it's in the forefront,
mm-hmm.
but it can also be in the background
yeah.
more to the character development.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what was it, Hulu?
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Crunchyroll.
It's probably...
Probably, I don't know.
Yeah. Another thing to note about accessibility is that they do, even if you do want to know about volleyball, they do explain a little bit about it in the anime.
Yeah, I really enjoyed their teacher being the audience surrogate for everything.
Yeah,
it made like a really cool
giving the play by play kind of like what's going on.
Yeah, I really disliked though of like, oh, what's a libero? I'm glad you asked. Like,
why is he wearing a different color jersey?
Yeah, basic.
Oh, well, let me tell you about it.
Let me pull up the charts for you. Like, those kind of moments in sports anime, I don't really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was really funny. There's also a trope in sports anime where there's always people in the audience, like two people in the audience, where they're explaining bit by bit mm-hmm. to each other.
Yeah.
And it carries that trope on.
Yeah.
Every game. All right, so rewatchability.
I'd watch it again.
Yeah, I'd watch it again. I want to keep watching.
Yeah.
So we'll hit it. We'll hit it back up.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yep.
What's a change you would make?
I would have liked to see like more training episodes, I guess, because it feels like the tournament arcs and like the games are like back to back to back to back. Like,
yeah.
Like from them playing the committee, from them playing Nekuma, and then going into the tournament. It's like it felt like it was back to back, and we didn't really get to see too much
development.
Yeah, progression of like how they learned how to do the pipe or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I can feel that.
Yeah, that's the only really thing that I have.
Yeah, I mean that's like, pretty much what I have. I have to like besides like better music, but
oh yeah,
I don't really think in a sports anime you need music.
Yeah, because there's already you're already focused on the action.
Yeah, exactly. So
you don't really need more distraction from what's going on.
Maybe he took the music director took direction from the guy from Speedgraphers. He was like, I don't want to distract from the story.
Yeah.
So maybe in that simplicity, it worked. Okay. You know?
I guess.
Like, it was just there.
And I guess a more minor character spotlight would have been nice.
Yeah. I also wanted more. That just sucks with, like, when you have a huge ensemble cast like they do.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody's going to get their moment, which is very disappointing.
And it makes it harder to learn names.
Yeah, exactly. what would you rate it? What are you rating it?
I just think it's a recommend.
It's a recommend? Just a straight recommend? Yeah.
I think a straight recommend. It's not a really high recommend, but I think it's really good.
Yeah. I really enjoy it. I give it it has a recommend.
Mm-hmm.
So you heard it here first, folks. Libero, best position in volleyball.
Definitely.
Definitely. All right, that was...
All right, Aaron. So I'm done picking.
I'm done picking. I'm done picking.
It's only your picks now.
Exactly. we might be better off with that. All right, so...
It's your turn.
So I know I spent 30 minutes for this podcast actually looking up what I wanted to do.
Yeah, and then changing your mind.
And changing my mind again and again. This is even worse from when I didn't have them written down.
Yeah.
When I didn't have them written down, at least I was like, okay, I will do this.
Mm.
It was last minute, but it wasn't like, oh, maybe we can do this. Or maybe we can do this. But anyway, so the anime I'm choosing... is another it's not really a superhero anime, but it's you know what, I might have just changed my mind again.
Okay.
All right. Yo, I guess.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
So we're doing a superhero anime.
Okay.
And it's more than superhero, it's Sentai, if you know what Sentai is. It's like Power Rangers Super Sentai.
Okay.
So we are doing Samurai Flamenco.
Okay. Flamingo. Did I mention this anime before?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But like I said, it's the quick pitch is, from what I've gathered, is what happens when there is Super Sentai in the real world and they have to deal with the consequences.
Okay. That's interesting. Have you seen this anime before?
No, I have not seen this anime before. Oh, okay. So this is a blind pick.
All right.
This is a recommendation.
It's been a while since you picked a blind one.
Exactly. I have another pick, that the one I was going to do. I can save that for another time.
Okay.
But I actually want to hit an anime that I haven't seen before.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
That was my decision for this one.
All right.
So yeah, Samurai Flamenco. So now we're both going in it with... no preconceived notions.
Yep.
So hopefully it's...
I'm excited.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Yep.
It's been on my list for a while. And then one of my friends just keeps on recommending it to me. And I've heard... I used to listen to other podcasts where they were talking about it and they seemed really enthusiastic about it.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm very excited to see where this goes. I've seen the first 5 minutes and it's fairly interesting.
Okay. How many episodes is it?
26, I want to say.
It's only one season?
Yeah, 24, 26.
Okay.
Two choirs.
All right, sounds good. All right, so that's the podcast. So if you like us, follow us on SoundCloud, like us on SoundCloud. Our YouTube channel, we're actually going to do something finally.
Yes.
Today.
Yes, it'll be by the time this goes live,
the
inaugural...
the inaugural
will be up.
Yep.
Hopefully. Don't cross your fingers.
Definitely next week it'll probably be up.
Yeah, it'll be up.
Also, iTunes, please subscribe on there.
5 stars. Subscribe,
give us a high rating.
Comment.
Mm-hmm. It really helps us out.
If you like us, share us with your friends.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to start using that Instagram account that I created.
There you go.
Because I did some drawings recently, and I think that's...
Oh, I guess that'd be a good way to
put
them up there.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yep, do a whole bunch of tags so that people like it and start following. All right, guys. So we'll see you guys in the next one, all right?
All right. Later, guys.
Later.